The Margaret Mao, of course, you've got different problems, of course, in that it just takes a fair while for police to get there. Do you think this new police plane that's going to be stationed up in the Straits as from next year will be of assistance?
I don't know. I initially thought whoopee, but there's a scenario going through my mind of a crime being committed on one of the outer islands. And take, for instance, in this case, it's something that's happened before. My community has no airstrip. There's two communities in the Torres Strait that has no airstrip. St. Paul community has no airstrip, but it's only accessed by a car from Kubin community. Now, we had a fight in the community on Duan a couple of years back where someone was stabbed. There was no response from anyone. The police didn't come out until 3-4 months later. It wasn't it wasn't a really big fight, but someone did get injured in it. You know, something that happens down in the mainland, it gets attended to straight away. No one came around the police didn't actually come out for about 3-4 months. By the time they come around to take all their statements and make all this up. Those two parties that had been fighting by that time are friends again. They're talking to one another. And of course what's happening is that they're just raking it all back up again. All this stuff is being raked up and refreshing people's memories that, hey, that's right, he stabbed him. Why are we talking to them? And all that sort of stuff. And that all comes back up again. Again, we understand that, it's not us, the councillors themselves, we understand where the police are coming from. They're under-resourced. I think any state government body is under-resourced these days. And we understand that, but the people on the ground themselves in our communities don't understand this. It's very hard for them to understand. They think that the answer to everything is with the police. And they think that they should have the same luxury as anybody else have on the ground in the mainland, that all their concerns and all crime that are committed in their communities are actually dealt with straight away.
Yes.
But the response...
That's difficult, isn't it?
...is a very difficult one for the police up in the Straits. I mean, our Aboriginal brothers and sisters have a police station manned by QPS officers not far away from their communities. We got nothing. We got this 80 kilometres of water to cover before we actually get to one.
Right. We'll have to come back in a little while, perhaps after lunch, to some of the particular problems with community police and perhaps their phasing out as to the problems that's going to cause on the Torres Strait Islands.
It doesn't mean that we don't have any answers for all these problems. We have our own answers, Susan assures me will be spoken to about after lunch.
We will. We will.
I'll be relying on Mr. Mosby to help me out as well.
Mm-hmm. If we can look at ideas on the way forward about particular strategies that can be used to bring about reductions in crime and order problems, and if I can turn to Mark and ask him to outline some of these sorts of strategies, and we want to get comments upon these from all our participants here.
Thanks. I'll briefly outline a couple of related broader strategies. The first being a problem-solving focus. Commitment to problem solving has been shown to have an impact on crime problems, at least in the short term. Part of a problem solving focus might involve information driven strategies and management, or as police might know, it was referred to earlier as intelligence led policing. We've heard examples from police of different problem solving approaches. One is trying to deal with problems preemptively. In other words, policing the so-called small things, the small stuff early, so it doesn't escalate into a larger problem. That's police reading the situation and dealing with it appropriately. We heard from some police officers in charge that they need to actively police the community. Andrew was talking about that earlier. But there is a view that that needs to be done with a fair degree of community consent so that they're tackling things in an appropriate way. This policing the small stuff is actually quite a contentious issue. which we'll try to come back to later today. Officers spoke to us about continually monitoring what's happening in their community, listening to the community police and listening to the justice group, adjusting the focus of police activities to address those kinds of problems, whether they're increased drinking activity or the likely arrival of a load of grog into the community. We're also told about different approaches, such as a more formal problem-oriented policing project in a Cape York town, which focused on alcohol controls and traffic problems, traffic safety, and that seemed to have had some success as well. But it was, as a project, it had a limited time frame. So that's very briefly a couple of examples of different ways of going about problem solving.